Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force continues its investigation into a package mailed from China to an address in the 4900 block of Airstream Avenue in Arcata last Friday. The package contained more than 100 grams of the drug MDMA, also known as ecstasy. Officers served a search warrant and contacted five people, including 20-year-old Bradley Remington, and learned Remington was on probation with the search clause. After searching Remington's residence on Valley East Boulevard, deputies located 10 pounds of processed marijuana. Remington was arrested for possession of the ecstasy and the marijuana and booked into county jail. The other four people were interviewed and released at the scene. Last-minute changes in personnel mean the airport recruitment effort to entice another airline to begin daily flights from the county airport will continue. Airport manager Jacqueline Holsey submitted her resignation to the Board of Supervisors on Monday night. And that means that Emily Jacobs, who has been at the forefront of the recruitment effort, will keep her job, and the process of airline recruitment will go on. However, two airport workers will be laid off as per staff recommendations. The layoffs are due to a decrease in revenue. The California Highway Patrol responded to a single-vehicle collision on Sherwood Road west of Highway 101 near Garberville on Monday afternoon. The driver of the vehicle, 26-year-old Kenny Luis of Willits, lost control, and the vehicle skidded across the roadway before sliding down an embankment and hitting a tree. Luis and his adult passenger in the front seat escaped with no injuries, while three children in the back seat suffered injuries. Two of the children suffered minor injuries, and the third was airlifted to Oakland Children's Hospital with major injuries. Officers interviewed Luis at the hospital following the incident, and impairment has been ruled out as a factor. Both the adults and the children were properly restrained while in the car. On Saturday, the sheriff's office was contacted by the grandmother of a missing juvenile, 14-year-old Kieran Maciel of Eureka. A friend of the grandmother told her she saw Maciel walking on foot towards downtown Eureka around 4:30 p.m. Deputies checked the area but did not locate her. The grandmother informed deputies that Maciel has medical issues and that she is very concerned for her well-being. Maciel is a white female, 5'3", 140 pounds, with blue eyes and strawberry blonde-colored hair. She was last seen wearing a dark-colored sweatshirt and dark-colored pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Friday, May 10th, the city of Arcata will be shutting down 8th Street between F and H Streets at the Arcata Plaza from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. City crews will be road striping and painting parking stalls. The city asks that you anticipate delays and plan travel accordingly. For more information, please contact the Arcata Public Works Department. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California State Senate unanimously passed a joint resolution with full bipartisan support on Tuesday, urging the President and Congress to act quickly on a new immigration bill currently making its way through the House. The bill, Startup Act 2.0, will revamp the country's H-1B visa system to allow more skilled immigrants to seek employment, particularly in California. Republican State Senate Leader Bob Huff was adamant that the bill needs to be passed now because we are wasting the talents of highly skilled individuals.
The result of this broken policy is that many of these highly skilled immigrants must wait more than a decade for visas. Instead, they're going to their home countries or to other countries to open their businesses, and the United States is left wanting.
Huff went on to point out that California's unemployment rate is too high, and that by encouraging more skilled immigrants to relocate here, the economy can only benefit.
Between 1995 and 2005, 52% of Silicon Valley startups were either founded or co-founded by immigrants. The companies created by these innovators generated over $50 billion, with a B, in revenues and employed 450,000 workers.
The Startup Act is just one of several immigration reform bills currently being considered in Washington. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.